Well, the Trump administration right now is seeking to figure out how exactly to lower pharmaceutical prices. Obviously, this has been a crisis that has been affecting a lot of older Americans, particularly in the United States. There are some solutions on the table, but one of the solutions that is being proposed is basically to put the United States on footing with Europe by collectively bargaining with the drug companies and using European-style pricing in order to make that happen. That sounds good. But in reality, what that may very well be is a way of tamping down medical innovation in the United States. Joining us on the line is Adam Brandon, president of FreedomWorks. FreedomWorks is a sponsor of the program, but that's not why I'm having Adam on. I'm having on because I want him to actually clarify this position for folks who don't get it. Adam, thanks so much for joining the Ben Shapiro Show.
Oh, thanks so much for having me on. This is an important issue. And as you said, it does sound good until you start getting into the details. And for many of your listeners who may have been people active in the movement for years, Obamacare and single payer, these are all things we've been fighting for. And unfortunately, what some people in the Trump administration have been arguing is very similar to a bill authored by none other than Bernie Sanders. And there are lots of things that we can and should do to lower drug prices, but this is a bad idea. It needs to be We need to put an end to this one pretty quickly here and move on to the other good ideas.
So why exactly is this a bad idea? Let's start with that basic question, because a lot of folks are saying, listen, we are paying through the nose for pharmaceuticals. There's no question that's the case. There's been a lot of talk about drug reimportation from various countries, specifically because of the high cost of pharmaceuticals, which are driving up overall medical care prices. So why wouldn't we just collectively bargain the same way that Europe or Canada does, at least from the Medicare perspective?
So when you look at in the United States right now, we have access to drugs and innovation and an incentive to create and solve problems unlike any other place on the planet. And if you start moving in this direction, what you're going to have is we're going to see that pipeline stop. I mean, there are diseases that we are working on right now solving a problem. And yeah, it's pretty expensive. And to make a drug, it's not just expensive for that drug, but there's a lot of trial and error. And when I look at most of the drug prices that you could lower, there's another bill, people like Senator Mike Lee have been pushing this for a few years now, called the CREATES Act, which would stop generic drug abuse, where sometimes the drug companies will make one 10-milligram pill, two 5-milligram pills, and change it from blue to yellow and extend the patent protection on it. I would rather work on lowering costs that way. But if you don't give the drug companies an ability to recoup their investments, the incentive to developing new cancer-solving drugs, diabetes drugs, it's just the pipeline dries up.
Well, given the fact that the pipeline does dry up, if we do that, isn't it the case that, I mean, theoretically, just to play devil's advocate, we could put more pressure on the drug companies because they have no place else to go, meaning that they're not locating in Europe, they're not locating in Canada, they're not locating anywhere else. Over 50% of medical patents are happening right here in the United States. That's a good case for us to continue paying these drug companies. But it also does raise the question as to whether we could squeeze them a little bit. Is that a possibility?
Well, if you squeeze them, at the end of the day, there's only so many dollars. And I actually like the fact that most of the world's most innovative drugs come out of the United States and they don't come out of China. If you make it so that it's almost impossible to create new drugs, you're going to see that entire technology infrastructure move overseas. And I think it's important to keep a competitive market here at home. Now, I'll concede the fact that if you have a new life-saving drug, it might be expensive, but it's expensive, and that's why we have it. So again, as the market continues to evolve and you start getting closer to generics, then that price that continues to drop. But you don't want to lower prices at the expense of shutting off the pipeline of innovation. And right now, I think you're looking at a whole new era in medicine coming up, whether it's through telemedicine. And there's so many things that we could start to do as we start to dismantle Obamacare to actually reduce the cost of medicine. That's where I want to be focusing on proven techniques to lower the cost of medicine, not shutting down innovation.
We're speaking with Adam Brandon. He's the president of FreedomWorks. So, Adam, let's talk about some of the measures that could be taken to create more impetus for innovation without killing the goose that lays the golden eggs here. What exactly can be done? You mentioned Mike Lee's bill. What are some of the other possibilities on the table?
Well, one of my favorite is you look at some of the technologies that are out there right now. You're going to be able very soon, and I've actually seen some of these prototypes, you're going to be able to use your smartphone to do things that might right now to be able to take different tests and different diagnostic tests, you're going to be able to do them from your phone in a very short period of time, where right now you got to get in a car and go to the doctor's office. There are some laws that prohibit telemedicine, and there's laws that prohibit a great example is there's a small device that you could put onto an iPhone that you could have your little kid blow into, and it could tell you about 200 different illnesses. That way you don't have to get your kid into a car, into an emergency room, and that will just cut costs. But there's regulatory barriers to that right now. It's keeping that technology on the sideline. And then he could start getting into other areas such as, I've seen estimates as high as 20% of all medicine is defensive medicine. And what that is that's doctors doing procedures they know are not going to be helpful and are necessary, but they're just trying to legally cover their butts. So they're putting a lot of people through a lot of tests and poking and prodding when they know it's not going to do something, but they don't want to expose themselves to a legal liability. I think if you work on the tort side, you work on the innovation side, we could start chipping away at the cost of medicine.
Well, Adam, I really appreciate you doing work on this, and I think that it's really important for people to note. You know, there's a lot of people ripping on the U.S. medical system, and there are a lot of things about the U.S. medical system not to like. But one of the things to like is the fact that we actually have an enormous amount of innovation here in the United States, and that if you radically change from a market-based system to a non-market-based system, a lot of that innovation is going to go away. Adam Brandon, president of FreedomWorks.
Yeah, Ben, I think we're on the precipice of an incredible era of innovation, incredible, in the next 5 to 10 years, and I do not want to see that stopped.
Well, really appreciate it. Adam Brandon, FreedomWorks, go check it out right now at freedomworks.org. Adam, thanks so much for joining Ben Shapiro Show. Really appreciate your time, sir.
Thanks for having me on, Ben.